Finally today, let's head to the nation of San Escobar. It's located somewhere in the Caribbean, or at least that's what Poland's foreign minister said at the United Nations the other day. True story, fake country. Ewa Lalik is Polish, and she's a technology blogger in Warsaw. Ewa, thanks for being with us. Why did your foreign minister make up and talk about this fake nation of San Escobar, and all in the austere setting of the UN?
It was just a slip of a tongue. He told reporters that he had meetings with officials from nearly 20 countries, and he said that he met with some Caribbean nation called San Escobar.
Yeah, did he explain why he said that?
Not there, no, but later he said that it was just a slip of a tongue and he was tired and that he had in mind St. Kitts and Nevis, a small Caribbean country known in Spanish as San Cristobal y Nieves.
Oh, okay.
St.
Kitts and Nevis.
Similar. It sounds similar to San Escobar, I think.
The Twitterati have been having a field day with this non-existent country. What have the pranksters done to add to San Escobar's fake backstory?
Yes, they made up almost everything, including history, even economic info.
Info like major exports?
Yes, like tomatoes and wine. It's a small country between Mexico and Guatemala with like 300,000 citizens, with main cities as Dos Rayos, El Pachino, Santo Subito, currency, San Escobarian pesos, with big, yes, and it's a big tourist country.
So it's not an island as St. Kitts and Nevis are on
land? We are not sure.
Oh, we're not sure.
For now, we are not sure, yes.
Okay.
There are maps, but, you know, the Polish airlines are preparing connection with San Escobar, but it's not there right now.
Right.
So we are not sure.
They haven't gotten landing rights yet. That's understandable.
Yes, thanks.
Does it seem like the kind of place like Poles would want to visit this time of year?
Yes, of course, because it's a very warm country, and Poles are tagging themselves in the biggest San Escobarian cities as we speak. For example, the capital of San Escobar, Santo Subito, or beautiful beach areas. So yeah, I think it's now the most popular country for Poles to be in.
As long as we're talking fake news, I wonder if San Escobar supports Poland's candidacy to the Security Council.
Yes, of course. Ministry of Foreign Affairs of San Escobar said San Escobar is Poland's strongest ally. It's probably because big similarities in Polish and Escobarian history. Both countries regained independence in 1989, both had problems with communists, and Poland is the only country that recognizes San Escobar as a country. So it's expected that Poland will lobby UN in that regard.
Do you know what the reaction was when the foreign minister kind of brought this up? Were people in the room like, what's he talking about?
In that moment, I think nobody noticed that. So it was later that Twitter caught this mistake.
Yeah, well, that kind of worries me about the people sitting at the United Nations. Well, okay, San Escobar.
And not only you. Not only you. A lot of Poles are worried about this.
Well, when you're too stressed out with the real news, you can always think about the beautiful country of San Escobar in the Caribbean, I suppose.
Yes, you can always go for vacation in San Escobar.
In your mind. Ewa Lalik blogs about technology in Warsaw. Ewa, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.